Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
In the spirit of Halloween, what team or player in Chicago sports is disguised as something it really is not? And who do you think would be the most popular or creative Chicago sports-themed costume?
Well, I do wonder if things were better with the Bears this week, if you might see some people trying the Eberflus beard stubble and slick back hair. Maybe the haircut. Maybe.
No.
Maybe Jerry Reinsdorf's leather jacket with the glasses. That might be Sox fan, young Sox fans going as Jerry. I don't know. Maybe. There really aren't any Bulls that come to mind that are easy to look like, dress like, mimic. Who would be the biggest, easiest Bull to imitate? Maybe somebody with a Kobe White's hair, wig, something like that. But it's got to be Caleb Williams. Got to be a lot of 18 jerseys out there trick-or-treating, right? As far as the team disguised, it's easy this week because the Bears are more pretender than contender, and they are disguised and dressed up as a playoff team. But I think that when they take off the mask, we just see a team that could be pretty mediocre.
I'm thrilled that the Bulls have gone over 500 for the first time since November of 2022, but they are not what they appear to be. They will not
the
be.
The Bulls?
The Bulls will not be a over 500 team by the time we get to, you know, April.
Okay? Why are you so down on the Bulls?
It's just, you can't live and die by the three. They have no rim protection. They have no consistency. They don't put back-to-back games together very often. These are the kind of games the Bulls have always been winning in the last 5 or 6 years. You know, a Wednesday night, you know, Orlando, whatever. You know, okay, we missed a couple three, but you know, if it was really mattered, we could have won. That's the kind of games that this team wins. I remember this. You know, I went as Bartman one year.
See, that's
I went as Bartman one year, and we were sitting. My sister-in-law had a party, and we're sitting around, like, she had like a fire pit outside. So some people, you know, people were in the backyard, front yard, in the house. And I was sitting in the front yard, miserable about what had happened. And I'm sipping on a beer. And I mean, I had the headphones with the sponges on them. I had glasses from the third grade that I popped the lenses out of. I had the green turtleneck, blue sweatshirt, the whole thing. And I'm sitting there in a chair, just sipping a beer. And somebody leaned over but said it loud enough. They said, "Is there something wrong with that guy?" Like, they didn't get the costume, right? I would think you might see a lot of, like,
your wife said, "Of course there is."
Connor Bedard, like, bloody zombie hockey players out there. Mm-hmm. Don't come to my door, though, in a Caleb Williams jersey, 13-year-old boy, and think that's not a costume. Wearing a Caleb Williams jersey by itself, or a Kobe White jersey without the wig, as you had mentioned, that's not a costume. That's how you went to school today. So, you know, dress up. Or no candy for you. Get off my lawn.
I want a picture of you as Bartman.
I'll have to see if there is.
We need to tweet it out.
Yeah, I think I'll have to see if
we owe that
one
to our
there.
Listeners.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. Like, there used to be a lot of Mike Ditkas. And every once in a while, you see a Ditka costume in the stands. And I always chuckle at that. It's just it's a great
the other day.
One. Hey, the other day, there were two guys. One guy was in Redskins outfit as Ditka. And the other guy was in a Bears outfit as Ditka. I mean, I could watch that kind of stuff. I just think there's nothing like that now. I mean, you know, Jim McMahon with the headband and all that stuff was once a big costume. Bartman was on my list of guys that you could dress up like. I guess a Jay Cutler mugshot with a
hanging that's pretty funny.
Cigarette. I mean,
that's
I just but I don't know that there
Angel
is.
Reese.
She was at the Bulls game.
Yeah, she was at the Bulls game.
What would the costume be?
Doesn't she have like the one legging, and then that goes, and then the other one is.
Is she still the shy Barbie? Is that Barbie shy? Is she doing that or no?
She could lean into that. I don't know.
Fashionista the right word?
Like, she's a fashion
she's
guru.
She's very into fashion.
Yes.
Yeah, I just don't know that there is. That sort of, you know what I mean? Think about it. Like, you could do some kind of White Sox, you know, bag on your head type thing, I suppose, if you had to. I just don't think there's any obvious figure right now in Chicago.
It almost speaks to how bland the sports scene is right now.
It does.
Because there is a lack of distinct personality.
Unless you were going to do like Caleb Williams and then paint your fingernails, like Halloween colors, maybe.
I ain't talking.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying, I mean, I'm trying to get some personality. Like, what would, you're right. I mean, that's why I said Connor Bedard is like a hockey zombie. Like, you wear the jersey, paint your face like a zombie, has some blood coming out of your mouth and your nose, put a stitch on your head, and you're Connor Bedard zombie hockey player.
Who's the most compelling Chicago Bear? That's, who is the most compelling person who you would want to look like, imitate, dress up as? It's Caleb Williams, I think, easily. But after that, big drop off.
It's just hard. It's hard to, and there's also like, you know, you think about like Mahomes, you could get the hair and you could get, you know what I'm saying? Like there's a way of looking like.
I see a lot of Mahomes tonight. You probably see a lot of Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know how you're going to really capture the essence of Caleb. That's interesting, Dustin.
Cancel Halloween then.
No, I'm not.
Cancel Halloween.
A little fake beard. I'm answering the question. A little fake beard. Paint your nails.
How about Flusy?
I think people would say, who is that supposed to
be? If you had a crowd behind you saying boo.
Maybe so.
Like scary.
And three timeouts in your pocket and the red flag still in your back pocket.
Oh, boy. Wow. Wear a Cubs jersey with a choke collar. 708 text in.
With that, I'll open up to questions.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate
that question.
708 Sox fan.
Must be.
All right. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.